Ninth parak of Nida, fifth Mishnah. Shalish Nashim Shayinitz Mimita Achas. Three women that are in one bed, laying in one bed. The Nimsa Dam Tachas Emtois. It was found in the middle one, which once again, the two on the side could get to that point of the bed and call them Tmeis. Tachas Epnimis, Shtayim Epnimis, Tmeis Vichitzoyin Etoyra. Here's a situation where they were spread out enough that it would be in the inside one. There's no way that the outside one of the three will get to that point, and therefore the outside one is Tameya, but the one next to her the outside one is Tahira, but the inside one and the one next to her, which possibly could have gotten to that point, are Tameyas. Tachas Chitzoyna, if it was found in the outermost one, then Shtayim Chitzoyna is Tameyas, but Pnimis Tahira, the same thing. We say that the outer two ones are Tameyas, and the inside is Tahira. Rabbi Yehuda explains it's not always the case. It depends. If everybody entered their position in the bed from the bottom of the bed, they didn't pass over the outside of the bed, then the inside one has no shayfas to the blood that was found on the outside of the bed, and therefore she's Torah. But they all went from the outside of the bed and went across to the inside bed of the bed, then it's possible that the inside one on the way in, the blood came from her, and therefore Kulam Tameyas, she's also Tameyas, they're all Tameyas. But Gachas Mem Nimsim Tahira, if one was found to be Tahira, previous mission we had one was found to be Tameyas, but Tahira's from here. Now if one is found to be Tahira, he Tahira, which time Tameyas, then she can Matai herself, and the suffix remains between the other two. So here's a Chiddush, because maybe the Dam came out beforehand, and now she checked and she's clean, but even so, we say that since the stomach and blood would remain inside also afterwards, and she also checked right after she saw the dam, that's good enough for us. Bodku shtayim b'matzu tayrus, same tayrus v'shlishis tmeya. Also, if two of them checked and they were tayrus, then we saw the blood came in the third one. Shlosh b'matzu tayrus, but they were all three checked, and every single one the digger came out good. Gulam Tameyas, because we're back to our situation that they were all in the same status. You said they made a bdika, it couldn't have come from them. No, bdika is not conclusive proof, as we mentioned before. This pasul did come out beforehand, and nothing remained inside. But it is a strong enough grounds for us to say that the suffix is weighted, and the ones that are found tahor have the benefit of there's more of a reason to say that they are tahorists, and we're going to tire them. What can compare this to? The gal tomei is a bunch of rubble that had a dead body underneath it. And his abish ne gal toyim, and there were two other piles of rubble that there was no tomei inside of them. They were toyim. But we know that one of the three has tomei. We don't know which one. So till we find out what the state is, they're all tomei. If we check through one of them, matzah tohar, utav shnayim tmei, then that one is tohar. We assume that the tomb is one of the other two remaining. Shnayim matzu tohar, hey tohar, shlishi tmei. If two of them found themselves to be tohar, we say that they are tohar, and the third one is tmei. Shlosh tohar, matzu tohar, kulam tmei is Rabbi Meir. Since we says he found them all tohar, we know that one of them had tomb inside of it, so we're going to have to be matama all of them. That's the opinion of Rav Meir. Rav Meir Oimer called Davar Shebecheskas Tuma Loilim Becheska V'Tumaso Ad Sheivada Lecha Tuma Heichan Hi. If you saw Tuma here before, you can't say something happened to it just because we checked. He doesn't rely on the checking. It's conclusive proof that the Tuma is not here. Chom Oimer Boydigat Shemegiv Aselo B'Sula. Chom say the Enochanami. If you're doing a superficial check, it's not enough. If you check, go down to the earth that you see was never turned over, or to the rock on the bottom. So till you get to that point of time, you have to concern maybe the mace is deeper down than you're checking. But when you got to a point where it's clear that nothing was dug underneath it, then you can rest assured that there's no more tumah and you could be matar. Well,